Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Silva Mind Control Method by Jose Silva is a classic self-development work that popularized the idea that people can train attention, relaxation, and imagination to improve daily performance. Widely associated with the Silva Method program, the book presents mental techniques intended to help readers manage stress, strengthen focus, and approach goals with greater clarity. Rather than framing change as willpower alone, it emphasizes entering a calmer state and using structured visualization to rehearse solutions, build confidence, and support better decisions. The approach blends practical exercises with an optimistic view of human potential, encouraging consistent practice over quick fixes. Readers are guided to treat the mind as a skill that can be conditioned through routines, much like physical fitness. Whether you come to it for personal growth, productivity, or emotional balance, the book is positioned as a step-by-step training manual for developing a more deliberate inner life and translating that into more effective action. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, training the relaxed focus state. A central theme of the book is learning to shift from ordinary, scattered attention into a relaxed yet alert mental state. The method is presented as learnable through repetition, using simple routines that calm the body, narrow attention, and reduce mental noise. In practical terms, this is about recognizing that stress and urgency often push people into reactive thinking, while a calmer baseline makes planning, learning, and interpersonal judgment easier. The book encourages readers to treat relaxation not as an indulgence, but as a tool, something that can be initiated on purpose rather than only experienced by accident. The exercises commonly associated with the Silva method emphasize counting, breathing, and guided attention to help establish a consistent entry point into that state. Over time, the goal is faster access so that a reader can reset before an exam, a meeting, or a difficult conversation. This topic matters because many self-improvement strategies fail when a person cannot regulate arousal. By prioritizing state control first, the method aims to make all later visualization, problem solving, and habit change more effective and repeatable in everyday situations. Secondly, visualization as mental rehearsal for goals. The book places strong emphasis on using imagination intentionally, not as daydreaming, but as structured mental rehearsal. Readers are encouraged to picture desired outcomes, the steps that lead to them, and the obstacles that might arise. This is positioned as a way to align motivation with a clear internal model of success. When visualization is treated as practice, it can sharpen priorities and reduce ambiguity because the mind has already walked through what needs to happen. The method also implies that mentally experiencing a positive outcome can strengthen confidence and persistence, especially when real-world progress is slow. Importantly, the approach is typically framed as paired with action rather than replacing action. Visualization becomes a planning and priming tool, clarifying what to do next, preparing emotionally for challenges, and reinforcing commitment. The book also encourages readers to focus on specific, meaningful targets rather than vague wishes, making the images more actionable. For many readers, the appeal is that visualization offers a private, low-cost routine that can be practiced daily, helping transform distant ambitions into concrete sequences of decisions and behaviors. Thirdly, problem-solving through calm intuition. Another important topic is the idea that better solutions often emerge when the mind is quiet enough to connect information and notice subtle signals. The book encourages readers to pose a question, enter a relaxed state, and then allow ideas to surface without forcing them. This can be understood as a method for reducing cognitive interference, similar to how insights sometimes appear during a walk or shower. The practice aims to combine logic with intuitive pattern recognition, especially for complex personal problems that do not yield to simple linear thinking. By repeatedly working in a calmer mental state, the reader is invited to become more observant of inner responses, hunches, and mental images that may represent unprocessed knowledge. The book typically advises testing these impressions against reality rather than treating them as infallible. In daily life, this topic can be applied to decisions about relationships, career moves, creative projects, and negotiations, where clarity matters more than speed. The value of this approach is that it gives readers a structured way to access reflection instead of waiting for inspiration. It also encourages a mindset of experimentation, try an idea, evaluate results, and adjust, using the relaxed state as a recurring workshop for thinking. Fourthly, managing stress and emotional reactivity. The book is frequently approached as a stress management system because its foundational practices emphasize relaxation, attention control, and reframing. Emotional reactivity often comes from being flooded, when the nervous system interprets a situation as a threat and reduces access to thoughtful responses. By practicing deliberate entry into a calmer state, readers build a gap between stimulus and response, which can lead to better choices in conflict, work pressure, and family dynamics. The method encourages a constructive inner dialogue, focusing on what can be influenced, letting go of unproductive rumination, and using visualization to prepare for challenging interactions. Over time, these habits can support steadier moods and improved resilience, particularly for people who feel mentally overstimulated. The book also implicitly teaches that self-control is easier when approached as a skill rather than a moral test. Instead of blaming oneself for anxiety or distraction, the reader trains routines that make calmer behavior more likely. This topic is practical because stress often undermines health, productivity, and relationships. A repeatable technique that helps someone reset quickly can have outsized benefits, from sleeping better to speaking more clearly under pressure and recovering faster after setbacks. Lastly, building consistency through daily practice. The effectiveness of the Silva approach depends on repetition, and the book treats practice as the bridge between theory and results. Readers are encouraged to work with short, consistent sessions that reinforce state control, visualization skill, and mental discipline. This is important because many people consume self-help ideas without building routines that make them real. The book frames progress as cumulative. Small sessions teach the body and mind what calm focus feels like, and that familiarity makes it easier to apply the methods in high-stakes moments. This topic also includes the idea of tracking outcomes and noticing patterns, so the reader learns what works for them personally. A practical mindset is emphasized: treat the exercises like training, evaluate effects on sleep, concentration, confidence, and decision-making, and adjust the schedule to fit real life. Consistency also protects the reader from the all-or-nothing trap, where missing a day becomes a reason to quit. By keeping the practice manageable, the method aims to become part of a lifestyle rather than a temporary challenge. For readers interested in long-term self-mastery, this topic is the most transferable, because it turns mental skills into habits that can support any goal, from learning to leadership to creative work. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who enjoy practical self-development, especially those who want a structured way to relax, focus, and use visualization more effectively. It can also appeal to people who feel overwhelmed by stress or who struggle to maintain consistency with other improvement plans, since the method emphasizes repeatable mental routines rather than complex theories. The main benefit is quality of inner state. When you can calm yourself on demand, you think more clearly, communicate with less reactivity, and follow through on goals with greater steadiness. The visualization and problem-solving practices can help readers define priorities, rehearse better responses, and approach challenges with a more constructive mindset. Compared to many similar books, its value lies in how program-like it is. Instead of offering only motivation, it focuses on exercises and practice, which makes the ideas easier to test in your own life. For buyers deciding among mindset and meditation titles, this one stands out as a long-running, widely recognized framework that blends relaxation training with goal-focused mental rehearsal. If you want a guided method you can practice daily and judge by results, it is a worthwhile purchase. If you would like to support Jose Silva, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.